let me hit you with it one more time though. What up? What up? What up? What up, everybody? It's your boy. You know who it is. Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio Network. Today is November 18th. It's approximately, let's see, 11 a.m. in the morning. So some of you guys might be getting ready to go on your lunch break. Some people might just be going to work, or somebody might be getting ready to go work because you're working a night shift. But I just want to say hello. Hope everybody have a blessed day, and hope everybody start their day off with a positive attitude no matter what you've done and what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. And what a day, what a day, what a day. I'm telling you guys, we got some great stuff that's been going on in the news, whether it's celebrity news. Like yesterday, it was that Beyonce's sister, Solange Knowles, wedding that was hitting the airwaves. And then also what happened yesterday, last night, the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, actually declared a state of emergency. In Ferguson, you guys don't know how big that is. Come on now, don't nobody really protest like that. I see back in the civil rights movement, yes, you got Martin Luther King. You did have Brother Malcolm X, you know, back in the day. Still, you know, that's what happens. As black people, that's what we did back in the day. We marched. And now, as you can see, they say history kind of finds its way of repeating itself. And right now, that's really what's going on in this Ferguson case. So I really cannot believe, man, I'm 28 years old. Just in my short years of life, man, I've actually got to see a black president, first black president. Then we got what's going on right now, the state of emergency. Then we had 9/11. We had this Ebola strike. I just remember when the changes back in the day was something simple as I had to wear uniforms to school. Man, I wish, but I was mad at the time. But now I see change is. It's good, you know. That's the only thing in world that's constant. That's the only thing in world that's going to be here is change. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Actually, I'm coming live out of the Super 8 Hotel out of here, Lubbock, Texas, over I-27 in the Hub City. You know what I'm saying? So, you guys are out riding around, come on ahead and give it a stop and go ahead and see how what we're doing up here at Super 8, man. We doing some big things. You know what I mean? And right now, it's not too cold. It's really not too cold. It's what. 39 degrees outside, feels like it's 31, but it's sunny. So if you're outside, hey, you can put your shades on, but make sure you put your jacket on. I know usually when you put your shades on, you want to put on some shorts or maybe a tank top. But, hey, I'm sorry, it's cold out there, but it's sunny. So if you want to be cool, you can put on your shades, and then you can put on your jacket. Too bad we're in New York. I know down here down south we really don't wear Tims, but I can say you can put on your shades, a jacket, and some Tims, and you fresh, you know, swagged out. Some of you people think swag has got something to do with, you know, confidence and stuff, but actually I've been made swag as an acronym as Students with Athletic Gifts. Be on the look for that. That's another program that I got coming with you guys, Students with Athletic Gifts. So I'm telling you guys, so you guys hear somebody talking about swag, no, they stole it from me, Pete Richardson, owner, so creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. Okay, now it's time to get straight to the point. Of course, everybody knows if you got up this morning, you got to see what's going on in the sports world. Man, and it breaks my heart. It gets really close to me because, I hate to see people going through some things. You know what I mean? I hate to see people going through some things, especially when people don't really get a full understanding, and now you got this social media that's going around, and no matter, you know, you don't know what somebody done been through in their life, you don't know what somebody done just to get that to that point in their life, so then it could take something as a small little comment that could be taken the wrong way, then next thing you know, it can ruin somebody's day, or it can ruin somebody's life. You never know. You never know what that person has been through. So everybody knows what's going on with this Adrian Peterson thing that's going on, and it's sad. This guy has got suspended for the remainder of the 2014 season. In the NFL. If you guys don't know who Adrian Peterson is, you probably should Google him. Man, this guy came out of Palestine, Texas. Number one running back in the world, ended up going to OU, ended up setting many freshman records, in which I actually did get to play against Adrian Peterson a few times. I can't say I really tackled him, but hey, back in 2005, they came down to Texas Tech, and we put it on them. you know what I'm saying, put it on him. He wasn't AD all day that day. But you know, but you know how us Texas Tech Red Raiders is. We like to get that W, man, or get an upset every once in a while. But it's all good. But back on Adrian Peterson, though. Yeah, he was actually the number one running back coming out of high school. Ended up coming to going to the University of Oklahoma, being the number one running back that year. And I think the OU actually lost in the national championship against USC that year. But Adrian Peterson made a lot of noise, set many records. Man, no one seen a running back like him, like Eric Dickerson. You know, if you guys don't know who Eric Dickerson was, man, that's the money train back in the day at SMU. Man, that guy is the man. So, but anyways, Adrian Peterson ended up going to OU, right, and doing supreme, superb thing, but ended up getting drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. Dude got drafted by the Minnesota Vikings and ended up going, making a huge impact. They end up, a couple years later, turned his ACL. Once he tore his ACL, he came back that very next year. He came back the next year and almost broke to a single-season rushing record, but ended up falling down right before he did. So a lot of people say that was God. That was God tripping him because of what ended up coming out this year about his kids. So, man, let's touch bases on this issue. And let's touch bases on it. And if you guys are out there listening right now, feel free to give me a call, 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656. I would love to hear what you got to say because this is something that really hits home, and people like to put color on things. Why do people put color on things? Well, black people, we like to whoop our kids. White people, we like to put people in timeout. Go put your nose in the corner. Black people, we like to go get a switch. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. I've been doing radio for about 2 years now. Ever since I've been doing radio, I've been hanging out there in the station. And of course, these allegations came out while I'm up there. But man, I've heard black and white people say, my parents used to go get the switch. It's really not about color. It's just about the way you were brought up. I see white people every day come talking to me, talking about how their mother tell, how their father or mother, you know, discipline them, put that paddle to the butt. You know what I mean? So people are trying to put color on something that don't need no color. Like, only color really should matter at the end of the day is green, and that's money. That's something that we all need. That's something that we all must have if we do want to grow up and support our family. If we do want to grow up and become a positive influence on the world, we do need money. Money is like the oil to the car, like the gasoline. What you need is some unleaded. I got some unleaded, but some people like to take it too far and get that unleaded plus. But I don't get no unleaded plus because my car going to run good off of the unleaded. You know what I mean? Because that's a little sense cheaper. Me? Well, the way I was raised, we don't, people who got the unleaded plus, it was like, oh, you must be an overachiever, huh? You doing too much. You know, plus we was raised one of them old school cars. The old money plus probably didn't too much work. We grew up riding in Cutlasses, Caprices. Man, I'm trying to go ride in the Cut Dog. I'm trying to get in a El Camino with some beats in it. But that's just what we knew. So we gravitated what we knew. Well, growing up, not just black kids, but all kids growing up in an area to where there's not very much money, where the teacher's not really the best. But when you waking up to one present up under the tree, even if you got that, that's the type of people whom I grew around. That's the type of people that majority of the athletes in the NFL grew around. Those are the people that the majority of the people in the NCAA, whether it's football or basketball, I can't really say baseball, but majority football and basketball, grew up in that neighborhood. So we grew up gravitating to what we know. We don't know nothing else that's to somebody show us. You could take a boy out the hood who don't even really know how to properly brush his teeth right, but you could give him, but he actually can run a football better than anybody can sing. So you give him a scholarship just long as he keep running that ball or catching that ball or throwing that ball or making them tackles. But you're going to give him all this money, even though he wasn't even talking around to brace his teeth, right? So then once he get in that public spotlight, but as long as he keep running this ball, right, no matter how good he do on this test, as long as he keep running this ball, right, no matter if he stole 25 iPods from Walmart, as long as he keep catching that ball, right, no matter if he took that steak up out of Walmart, no matter what he's doing, as long as he's entertaining the people who wants to be entertained, they're going to take care of that man as long as he's doing something that's benefiting to them, which is entertainment. So then when allegations come out like Adrian Peterson having these pictures come out circulating from a woman, on which I won't get into, talking about who probably just end up wanting some money anyway. But this woman coming about, well, I guess nine times out of ten, it's whenever you make somebody mad, they want to hurt you. Why do the ones that we love, we hurt the most? Why? Why is it the one that we love that we want to hurt the most? It could be your girl you've been with for 3 years. Say something to tick you off, and now you'll probably be quiet, but you can make her mad, but she's going to come at you and just, a woman can help build nations, but it can also destroy them too. So that's why us fellas, we got to treat our women like princesses, because you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. That's why we always got to be respectful to our women. We don't want to neglect our women, just like the Ray Rice situation. That's why I feel like that's why the NFL is in a state that it is now. It's been so money hungry, and it didn't really matter about the kids' upbringing. It didn't really matter about the kids' foundation. It didn't really matter about that kid's lifestyle off the field. As long as he was producing on the field, they're going to do what he got to do to keep that kid on the field. You feel me? So that's why the NFL, it's not just the NFL, but it's all sports, and it don't really matter what that kid is doing out the field. As long as he steps on that field and produce, then it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, it's all about the money. But everybody's giving Adrian Peterson all this backlash. Oh, man, he's such this. I don't respect no man who beats his kids. I don't respect no man who does this. I don't respect no man of this. Man, what about you? What have you done in your life? Did you grow up with your dad in prison? Did you grow up in an area that everything wasn't given to you? Did you grow up and did you get a scholarship to one of the biggest programs in NCAA and go there and wreck shop? What did you do? Did you get drafted and go to a whole nother state all the way across the country and then set many records? What did you do? And still try to be a great role model to people who's looking up to you? What did you do? But people so quick to judge, people so quick to say this and say that and don't really know too many things about it, because it's probably the whoopings that you didn't get is the reason why you up there in McDonald's. It's probably the whoopings that you didn't get the reason why you pushing carts. Reason, there's nothing wrong with that, but, hey, you never know what a person has been through. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's making your dreams come true. And that's one thing when you grow up in a certain socioeconomic area that we so used to getting done wrong. We so used to being told no. We so used to not being able to do something because our skin is a little darker. Or we're so used to people not really saying our names right whenever they take a role in school. We so used to all of that. We so used to not having no money. So then when we get money, we don't even know how to make money off of that money. It takes somebody to come in majority of the times to help us understand what we do have, to help us understand how to get somewhere else, to help us understand that we actually are very fortunate and well off. Sometimes we just don't get it. It's just because we don't get it, it's because no one has done what we have done. No one has done it. Where we from, people just tell you, because, man, what people tell you about the hood, man, keep going. Soar. They don't really say soar. They just say, keep going, man. You got this. We behind you. That's why it takes. That's why majority of times, people who really have something worth, sometimes people, they have a lot of stuff that build something from nothing. What do you got to do? You got to start in the underground. You got to get the streets behind you. And then that's when the big companies, the corporations come. And let me put this in perspective for you. You're playing Pee Wee football. You're playing Paul Young if you're in Muskogee in that Toss area. Anywhere else, you're playing Pop Warner. Yeah, then you start out in Pop Warner. Man, you're doing good. Next thing you know, you got your uncles talking about, man, I'm going to give you $5 every touchdown. That's where it starts. Then you go up to being middle school, your uncle's still doing what he got to do, not knowing where he really getting his money from. But you're still doing what you got to do because, you know, I'm going to go out here and get this $5 for every time I score a touchdown so I can get me some new shoes. So maybe I can go to McDonald's and go get me a Big Mac, you know. Because, you know, that only way of getting money is just by performing on that field. And when you start performing on that field, people start to gravitate to you. People start to gravitate to you. So then you get in high school. You get in high school. That thing, you know, that's when all the girls come. That's when the drugs start to come in just a little bit. Then you got these certain people talking about they your friends are coming up in your life and think all of a sudden they've been with you since day one. Just because you can run, catch, or throw, or block and pass, it don't matter what it is. But they don't know what you've done to get to that particular spot. They don't know how many whoopings you've took. They don't even know if you've been having to give some whoopings. Because sometimes when you grow up in an area, a low socioeconomic status, when your parents are always at work and you got brothers and sisters, then it's the oldest that's doing the discipline. So now what? Everybody want to give this man some grief when you really don't know. But let's talk about, yeah, so you're in high school, right? Now you're getting some money for your touchdown from your relatives, be your uncle, your aunt. If you're not getting the money from your relatives, then who knows? You might be having to go to your best friend's house or maybe your girlfriend's house after a football game because your parents can't come pick you up. But they said if you have a good game, we're going to cook you some steak. If you have a good game, what you want to eat, some chicken? It don't really matter. So you never know. So you never know what that person's been through. How do you know? Most people don't even want to know. Just long as they're catching this ball, running this ball, blocking, throwing touchdown passes, catching interceptions. Long as they're doing that, then you don't really want to know. But it's when that person messes up off the field. Then that's when people want to talk down. Then that's when people want to know why. Well, he did grow up like this. Well, his mother did just pass away. Well, he did just break up with his girlfriend. He just caught his girlfriend cheating on, or his wife did spit in his face. Or you never know. I mean, that's when people want to find out the type of person that you are, the type of upbringing that you had. That's when people want to find out when things start to go sour, which this really comes to mind. Be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you have. Let me say that again. Be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you had. Because if you don't be thankful, if God can give it to you, he can take it away. What they say, easy come, easy go. And most people think that stuff comes to us easy, but stuff don't come to us easy. It takes hard work and dedication. But just because majority of us can do it, they think it's easy, but it's really not that easy. And then people want to say, well, how come you don't get into my show? We give our mama so much credit. We give our mama so much love because we know without our mama, she won't be here because we know that our mama will beat our tail if we got into any trouble. And I don't say beat. See, that's the problem with some of these people. Most people over-exaggerate things. Now, most people, they want to take it a step further. But I say, man, my mama gave me, I want to say, maybe three whoopings. Three whoopings that I could remember. But really, I don't even know. Maybe just two. I don't know. But I don't remember. My mama whooped my butt so good that I ain't never had sack a day in my life. And in school was never no kind of trouble. No kind of trouble. I'm not saying I didn't ever get into trouble because I done got into some trouble later. You know what I'm saying? But nobody's perfect. There's going to be something. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Growing up, there are some people who gets in a lot of trouble and nobody hear about it. Don't nobody hear about it. How? Don't nobody hear about it. Because it's all about money. If you can pay some people off, oh, they're going to take it. But if you're a big-time athlete and you ain't got no money, all you got is opportunities ahead of you. Oh, they're going to blow that up. They're going to blow that up. Did you guys watch Rand University last week? Randy Moss. Do anybody know the Allen Iverson story? You know, did anybody know the Len Bias story? Did anybody know who Len Bias is? You know, there's one athlete, and everybody knows in this world who really went through college and then ended up going to the pros, but his dad ended up dying, and then after his dad died, he goes to he has to retire. But most people don't know one of the real reasons why he retired is because the NBA was investigating his gambling thing, and everybody knows that was Michael Jordan. But let social media be around back then, who knows that Michael Jordan would have the credibility that he has right now? No one knows. But Michael Jordan, he had to fall back. But he couldn't just be bored, so he went to go play baseball. Most people don't know. Most people don't do no research. Most people just read that line on top of the story. They don't even click on the actual story. Man, that's when most people want to shoot the conclusions. And when they shoot the conclusions, that's when the media blow it up. And that's when you know somebody's life is messed up. Somebody's life is messed up. Then it's too late. Just like the Ray Rice incident. Kid never been in no trouble. White spit in his face. No, I'm not taking up for this kid, but white spit in his face. Then that incident ended up happening in the elevator. Now he probably can't even get a job. Probably can't even go work at Walmart. Work that hard just for that. Now he gotta start all over again. And most people don't know sports is only phase one in life. Sports is only phase one. No matter how long you play, if you play 5 years, 10, 15 years, career ended in high school, career ended in college, career ended in the pros. That's only phase one. You got to live life after that, player. You got to live life. That's why you got to find out what you stand for. If you don't stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And that's the problem with most of us athletes right now. We stand so much for that sport, and we think we're nothing without that sport. But ultimately, the sport is nothing without us. So, Adrian Peterson, if you're out there, if you listen, keep your head up, bro. There's some people still out there that's backing you down, and I understand that these people is probably hating you. There's a lot of people you're losing a lot of fans, but just keep your faith, stay strong. If God is with you, who can be against you? So just understand this. It's really up to you. It's really up to you for you to take this positive thing, take this as a positive thing and move forward and keep going. Because it don't matter. Being successful is how much can you take and still move forward. How can you take and still keep going? How much can you take and still soar? And soaring is not easy. Soaring is definitely not easy. Soaring, if the wind is blowing and if the wind is blowing south, but you got to travel north, what you going to do? You got to pay attention to the birds. Have you ever paid attention? Have you ever paid attention to a bird in a windy day? One day I was sitting outside my garage, and I'm watching all these group of birds, right? I know y'all going to be like, yo, Pete, man, where you going with this? I don't even know where you going with this, man. Come on, player. But nah, just hear me out. Just hear me out. One day I'm sitting in my garage, right, studying, you know, meditating, doing what I do, and I see these group of birds. It's just a field. It's just a field with number of prairie dogs out in front of it, right? So there's different hawks and different birds that be right there, you know, trying to eat because these prairie dogs are out there. But anyways, long story short, it was windy. All these birds are just flying, right? And I see this one little baby bird. It didn't dawn on me. She was trying to get it. She was flapping her little bitty wings but couldn't go nowhere. The wind was just blowing her. But I see the bigger birds just watching. They trying to see her. You know what I mean? Well, I don't even know if it was her or him or her, but they just watching. But then I see that little bird go up a little higher. Went up a little higher. Once the bird went up a little higher, then it started to fly. Then it started to soar. Then it came back down where the wind was. Then it just started to soar. Then I said, Dad, I got it. When you're in a trial and tribulations, when things can go hard, everybody telling you no. Everybody telling you you can't do this. Everybody telling you can't do that. No one's never done that where you're from. Or you're too dumb. Or you're too smart. Why you want to do this? Put yourself in that. When you find yourself and everybody's saying no, when you find yourself and everybody's telling you you can't do nothing, just like on my show yesterday, first you tell them to miss me with it. Miss me with whatever you're coming with, and then you elevate your game. You thinking too small. You thinking like there's a box. Think like there's no box. Think like there's sky's the limit. You go outside, walk outside, and then look up. There's a sky right there. no ceiling. There's a sky, no ceiling. You can go. You can do it. When everything is going wrong, elevate your game. Elevate your game. Know your worth. Adrian Peterson, elevate your game. Come back. When they let you, you know they're going to let you back in the NFL. You know they're going to let you back. What is the NFL? Look at Minnesota's seasons right now. Look at the running backs coming out of the draft right now. And yeah, you know they're going to let Adrian Peterson back on. And when you get back on that team, AD, you go ahead and break that record. You go ahead and soar. You go ahead and keep going. You be a great father to your kid. You be a great son to your mother. Keep going. No more failing drug tests. Show up to court. Do what you got to do. And for everybody out there that's listening, take this story. All of you up-and-coming running backs that's coming up out of high school, that's getting ready to go to college. For the running backs getting ready to go into the league. For the corners getting ready to go to the league. Everybody, pay attention to the story. You could benefit from this. Everybody adds to your life. I mean, everybody adds to your life. Nobody takes nothing away. If you allow people to take something away, slap yourself. That's your own fault. I seen something on social media the other day. It was actually on Twitter. I don't even know who these people are, but I just seen a retweet, and it was this little bitty girl. She probably couldn't be no more than 21 or 22. But it said that if my boyfriend wanted to go through my phone and mess up his day, that's all on him. I said, oh, man. Now, that's true. That is true. And girls, ladies, y'all can learn something from that, too. So, what I mean by that, if you let somebody take away from your day or take away from your life, which means if you read a comment about you or somebody sub-tweeting about you or somebody slapped you in the face, well, you know if you retaliate, you're going to get in trouble. You're taking away from your own life. So slap your own self in the face because you just gave them the power over your life. Everything comes from within, my friend. Everything comes from within. That's just how we do. Everybody adds to your life. Whether they come at you negative, learn from it. Whether they come at you positive, learn from it. You're never as good as they say you are. You're never as bad as they think you are. You're never as good as they say you are. You're never as bad as they think you are. So you really can't let the criticism or the praise get to you, player. You got to keep going. You got to soar. You got to turn out the noise. And just like I said earlier, when God is with you, who can be against you? And that's it. I could keep talking all day about this topic, but I'm going to end it right then and there. And I want to give a shout out to Stephen Ivey, who I'm bringing on the show tomorrow. That's a new addition that I'm adding to my radio show. Woo, God is good. And tomorrow I do got Brian Duncan. He's a former Red Raider. He's a TV anchor down here for K-Mac in Lubbock, Texas. Very inspirational kind of guy, straight out of Louisiana. Go come and inspire these kids, and this guy's been up to some great things lately, so you guys don't want to miss the show. Then the next day I got the former Lubbock Avalanche journalist on the show from Wreck'em 24/7. He's going to get on the show. He's a coach right now, inspiring 7th and 8th graders that can help them future Adrian Petersons before they even get to this allegations. You know what I mean? I got people on the team that's helping people. What are you doing out there? Keep it up. I want to leave you with this. There's two types of broke. I'm talking to the men out there, because I know a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to be a man, especially to be a man with big dreams, a man with ambition, a man who can go out and get a lady, but a lady don't really understand that this man come from my area and this man trying to keep going and soar, but he doesn't really understand how to get there. This is how you get there. First, you got to be stable in life. Be stable in life. You can't chase your dreams. You can't chase your dreams when you can't even take care of yourself. This is something I'm talking to you about by experience. You can't chase your dreams if you can't take care of yourself. So first, take care of yourself. Get a good foundation. Once you get a good foundation, then you find out what you love to do. Once you find out what you love to do, you stick with what you love to do. No matter what it is, you're going to do it. If you want to do it bad enough, you're going to make it happen. If not, you're going to make an excuse. Just like that. And that's the only two steps I'm gonna leave you with right now. And you gotta listen to the show tomorrow, listen to the rest. Why, y'all? It's time for me to clock out. 7 athletes respectfully, the one and only Peter the Rock Richardson. Hope everybody have a blessed day. Hope you guys enjoy my show. I'll be back tomorrow with Brian Duncan. And That's how we gonna do it, no matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. Hope everybody have a great day. God bless. Peace.